From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Saturday he's looking to fix the country's judicial system after the Supreme Court nullified his election win, citing irregularities at the polls.
I personally disagree with the ruling that has been made today, but I respect it as much as I disagree with it.
For the second time in 2 days, Kenyatta accused the court of usurping the will of the people in his choice to overturn Kenyatta's election victory. Its Supreme Court cites irregularities and illegalities committed by the Electoral Board during the vote, which the court said harmed the integrity of the election. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must now be held in 60 days. United States and South Korean leaders are emphasizing the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by telephone, and the White House said in a statement that the two leaders discussed the close and continuing cooperation between the United States, South Korea, and Japan, and their coordinated response to North Korea's continued destabilizing and escalatory behavior. U.S. President Trump sent a letter to Congress seeking nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana, considered just an initial Harvey relief package. The First Lady, a day earlier before arriving there, thanked all those assisting in the effort.
And I just want to tell them to be strong and everything will be okay.
Rescuers continue their search for survivors. The storm has displaced more than 1 million people and claimed the lives of dozens of others. This is VOA News. The White House says President Trump will announce his decision Tuesday on whether or not to end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the United States illegally. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters earlier this week the Trump administration was still reviewing the program known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Mr. Trump had pledged on the campaign trail to scrap the program altogether, calling it amnesty. Since taking office, he has said the issue is one of the most difficult he has dealt with this president. House Speaker Paul Ryan and several other Republican lawmakers are urging the president not to cancel the program. Approximately 400 people have died in violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State over the past week alone. That's according to military officials who also say that most of them are Muslim insurgents. A military Facebook page reported the number, saying the vast majority were insurgents and more than a couple dozen were either police or civilians. Vikram Nehru with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace tells VOA this could be the biggest crisis Western Myanmar has faced so far.
There is real concern that it is a tinderbox and it could explode at any time. Unfortunately, the reaction of the military to what were clearly unjustified killings that need to be condemned by this group of militants. Nevertheless, the reactions of the military have been out of proportion. And I think the Burmese government should realize the more oppressive the armed forces are in that area, the worse is going to be the reaction from the militants.
United Nations says at least 38,000 people have fled from Myanmar into Bangladesh, most of them Rohingya. Community leaders in Bangladesh have told VOA that some Hindus, also a minority in Myanmar, have crossed the border. Russia's foreign ministry has accused the FBI of planning a search of its San Francisco consulate Saturday after ordering its closure Thursday. A spokeswoman for the ministry said the search, which the United States has not confirmed, would create a direct threat to the security of Russian citizens. The Associated Press has reported that firefighters were called to the site of the consulate but not allowed to enter after black smoke was seen billowing from the chimney there. Nearly 16 million children are in urgent need of life-saving support as a result of the catastrophic flooding that has ravaged South Asia. That's according to the United Nations Children's Fund. UNICEF said the devastating floods have claimed nearly 1,300 lives and affected more than 45 million people since mid-August. Flooding has occurred for 2 months in India, Nepal, and Bangladesh, submerging hundreds of villages. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.